Bienvenue sur le test TEIC Boost en ligne. Cet enregistrement est copyright TEICBoost.com Edouard Mellard 2020. Le test va maintenant commencer.
In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. This online listening test will last approximately 15 minutes. There are four parts and directions are given for each part. You must select the best answer from the choices below each question. The listening test will now begin. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. The statements will not be printed and will be spoken only one time.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
She's closing the drawer.
B.
She's turning off the light.
C.
She's photocopying a document.
D.
She's filing some papers. Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A. The woman is putting away a computer.
B.
The customers are paying the bill.
C.
A couple are drinking soda.
D.
The people are sitting in the restaurant. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
A shop assistant is folding some jeans.
B.
A customer is choosing a bag.
C.
A woman is holding up a coat.
D.
Some clothes are being lined up. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
People are working in the street.
B.
Some overhead cables are being changed.
C.
Tracks are being replaced on the railroad.
D.
A machine is unloading supplies.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. They will not be printed and will be spoken only one time. Choose the best response to the question or statement and select answer A, B, or C.
Number 7.
Where can I mail this package?
A.
There are two letters.
B.
At the post office on the high street.
C.
No, not right now.
Number 8.
When does the train from Boston arrive?
A. No, I've never been there.
B.
It's already behind schedule.
C.
From platform 7, I think.
Number 9.
When do you think we'll hear if our account has been paid?
A.
I worked for the accounting department.
B.
They're our biggest client.
C.
Ms. Jones might know already.
Number 10.
Could you translate this report into French for me?
A.
Three more sections.
B.
No, I haven't sent it yet.
C.
All right, let me take a look.
Number 11.
Do you commute to work by bike?
A.
Michael is writing the book.
B.
Only when the weather is fine.
C.
Yes, I'd like to work there.
Number 12.
How many rooms do we need for the seminar?
A. I think 4 should be enough. B. I'll meet you there. C. Yes, I booked it in June.
Number 13.
How will I know where to meet you?
A.
The meeting's next week.
B.
I'll send you an email.
C.
Because you chose a different date.
Number 14.
You're working the night shift this weekend, aren't you?
A.
I'll meet you tonight.
B.
I saw her on Sunday.
C.
It was scheduled last week. Number 15.
I'm going out to lunch with my colleagues on Monday.
A.
That sounds nice.
B.
We launched a new product.
C.
I had the chicken. Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Choose the best response to each question and select answer A, B, C, or D. The conversations will not be printed and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to book a train ticket from London to Paris, please. I need to arrive in Paris at 4 p.m. on Monday.
Yes, of course, sir. I can reserve a seat for you on the fast train that arrives in Paris at 3:45 on Monday. The fare costs £90 one way.
Okay, I'd like to book that ticket. I'd also like to know if I can take a bike on the train with me, please.
Yes, you can, but there's a supplementary fee of £3 for your bike. I modify your reservation for you.
Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What does the woman say will cost extra? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I just love these pants. But do you have another pair in the same size?
I'm sorry, that's the last pair we have in that size. Is there something wrong with those?
Yes. Unfortunately, there's a small hole on the seam of the inside leg, right here.
I see. Well, I can offer you a 20% discount if you would like to take the pants as they are.
Number 35. Where most likely is this conversation taking place? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the man offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation and table.
I've just been looking at our customer comments and they aren't very good.
Yes, unfortunately that's right. I've just received an email from a customer this morning.
Oh really? What did they say?
Well, she wasn't satisfied with our driver. There were roadworks on the way to the airport, and she nearly missed her flight.
Did you check if any delays had been announced when she booked the car?
Oh no, I didn't, sorry. I'll make a note to verify roadworks scheduled on the airport route in the future.
Number 38. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 39. Look at the graphic. Which customer are the speakers discussing? Number 40. What will the man do next?
Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Choose the best response to each question and select answer A, B, C, or D. The talks will not be printed and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Jones. This is Olivia calling from the catering company. I have a question about the food that we're preparing for your business lunch next week. Your order form shows that you'd like 50 vegetable salad starters, but you only ordered 25 main courses. I think there may be a mistake and that you meant to order the same number of each. We're open from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, so maybe you could give me a call then to check. We want to make sure we have the right number on your order.
Question 71. What type of service does the speaker provide? Question 72. What information does the speaker need from the listener? Question 73. When should the listener call back? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to participate in today's marketing training course on optimizing email sales techniques. As some of you may know, we're getting ready to launch our new accounting application, and we've decided to maximize the potential of email to sell the product online. Today, we'll be giving you the basics on email marketing techniques and how to handle individual email inquiries. Our goal is to sell commercial licenses for the application to at least 50% of our clients. We're going to get started by analyzing a few examples of successful marketing campaigns that we have used in the past.
Question 74. What is the company preparing to do? Question 75. What is the final objective of the company? Question 76. What will the listeners most likely do next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi Peter, I'm calling about the IT equipment and furniture purchase order for the new offices. The human resources department apparently require quite a few items on the list, but the finance department just need more chairs. I'll have to check the inventory to see if there are any that we can take from other departments before placing the order. Also, could you contact the supplier to find out when they'd be able to get those items here? We don't want to miss the deadline for the move. Thanks a lot.
Question 77. Look at the graphic. Which department sent this order form? Question 78. What will the speaker do? Question 79. What is the listener asked to do next? This is the end of the listening test. Now go on to the reading test in part 5.